Michael J. for Hope for the Warriors. Started back in 06 at Camp Lejeune. Military families witnessing the effects of war on their loved ones. Now, almost 20 years later, they've aided over 53,000 service members, veterans, and families with confidential, high-quality behavioral health care services at little or no cost. To post 9/11 vets and their families, over 91% of every dollar donated goes directly to the programs. If you're as concerned about our heroes as I am, go to hopeforthewarriors.org.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic. It's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm going to ice and snow all week. But if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's going to get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Thunder begins with a quote by renowned Polish philosopher Leszek Kolakowski, who said that in politics, being deceived is no excuse. A few hours later, Saif Ali Khan, playing the Machiavellian mastermind and heir to the throne, Samar Pratap Singh, explains to a friend that having power is like having an extra penis, which is so long and throbbing that inevitably even the best women succumb to it. He explains some of this in Hindi so you can imagine how it sounds. Between this range of high and low, director Ali Abbas Zafar and writer Gaurav Solanki attempt to create a sweeping saga of politics in contemporary India. It's an intriguing combination. Ali is best known for larger-than-life Salman Khan movies such as Sultan and Tiger Zinda Hai. Gaurav rose to fame with grittier material like Article 15. Together, they construct a twisted tale of ambition, betrayal, deception, corruption, and the evil that men and women do in the quest for power. Gaurav takes his cues from headlines. We see dynastic politics and farmer protests. A chunk of the narrative is set in a politically charged Delhi university, clearly modeled on JNU. There are IT farms to create Twitter trends, chants of Azadi, deeply entrenched bigotry and sexism, and draconian laws which are misused by sold-out cops. But this deep dive into the heart of darkness doesn't chill your bones in the way that Patal Lok did, because Tandav is written in broad strokes and plays out like a pulpy soap opera. At its best, which is episodes 2 to 5, Tandav is a deliciously wicked tale. And at its weakest, which is pretty much the rest of it, it is a patchily written smorgasbord of terrible people doing terrible things. The star cast is instantly sexy. Saif becomes the silky devious Samar with ease. The character doesn't have the vicious force of Langra Tyagi or his more recent Uday Bhan in Tanaji the Unsung Warrior. But the actor revels in Samar's sophistication, his ruthlessness, his bouts of insecurity and weakness. The same for Dimple Kapadia, who plays Samar's nemesis Anuradha Kishore. She has a steely beauty. Her brittle exterior hints at the many games played and compromises made to arrive where she is, which might remind you of her stellar turn as the aging star Neena Walia in Zoya Akhtar's Luck by Chance, but again, Tandav isn't interested in that depth or nuance. Mohammad Zeeshan Ayub doesn't have the youth of a university student, but he plays Shiva with blazing eyes and insistent integrity. And the scene stealer is Sunil Grover as Gurpal, Samar's right-hand man for whom nothing is out of bounds. With a thick accent and poker face, Gurpal carries out the dirty work that must be done to keep the wheels of democracy turning. Gurpal is the ultimate stoic bad guy. Samar asks him in one episode if the dark deeds ever weigh down his soul, and Gurpal replies that he deals with it by keeping a pet. Politics might be dirty business, but Ali and DOP Carol Stadnick showcase it with a glossy sheen. Nothing looks grimy, not even murder. Saif's ancestral home, Patauri Palace, used here as Samar's home, becomes a symbol of status and authority. The lifestyle is lavish, with close-ups of these gleaming glasses of whiskey and Samar stylishly grilling meat on his expansive lawns. And a scene between him and his wife in a pool, which has no ostensible purpose except to make Saif and Sarah Jane Dias look attractive. The women, dressed in gorgeous handloom saris styled by Subarna Ray Chaudhary, seem ready for a fashion magazine shoot. In one scene, Anuradha is wearing pearls and tussar silk to dine alone. South Block and India Gate are used recurringly as backdrops, perhaps to lend authenticity. But Tandav doesn't offer much in terms of perceptive political commentary. There are some lines about the fight for the soul of the nation, but mostly Ali and Gaurav prioritize plot. Every episode is chock full of twists and turns. There's little room for the characters to breathe or evolve. In the later episodes, as subplots are added, the story scatters. Bodies pile up, the scenario becomes increasingly far-fetched, and moments that seem pivotal are forgotten. Additional narrative threads are tacked on rather than being organically stitched into the tapestry. So suddenly, a love angle develops, or a character's sister emerges, or two characters are seen in bed. But when anything is possible, nothing seems urgent. Editor Stephen H. Bernard ramps up the drama by cross-cutting between the many stories. At one point, he skillfully juxtaposes the idealism of the students with the awful opportunism and deal-making of the people in power. The irony of where it begins and what it becomes is stark. But later in the series, the editing becomes a band-aid which barely holds the many strings together. Julius Packiam's background score is solid, but used much too often to infuse suspense into scenes which range from bland to downright silly. Tandav has way too much Bollywood masala in its DNA, which makes it intermittently entertaining, but also shallow and not very smart. You can see the series on Amazon Prime Video.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm gonna ice and snow all week, but if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's gonna get cold. Sorry, see your local Honda dealer today.